Hello?
Hi. Am I speaking with John?
Who's calling, please?
My name is Albert. Mr. John, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media, including print, radio, internet, or a television station?
No.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. This won't take long. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
And I'm sorry, what was the second part of that?
Oh, I was just asking, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
But you're registered to vote in Oregon, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you again. Now, I know it's still a long ways off, a few weeks off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the May 21st primary elections for Congress? Will you definitely vote probably, or a 50-50 chance?
I think there's a pretty good chance. I think it's very good chance I will vote.
From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Definitely will vote probably, or 50-50?
Probably.
And what is your age?
54, 55 in James.
Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian.
I'll want to. I don't know that. I'm Caucasian and Native American.
Okay. Caucasian, Native American. Would that be Native American, American Indian? Is that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you're very favorable, 0 means you're unfavorable, and 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. And 100, do apologize. Here's the first one. Janelle Bynum, from 0 to 100, what do you choose?
I have not had a chance to look. I have to say 50. I have no idea.
Okay. What about Jamie McLeod Skinner?
From 0 to 1. 75.
I know it's still a couple weeks away, but if the May 21st primary elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Janelle Bynum or Jamie McLeod Skinner?
Jamie McLeod Skinner or Janelle?
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Janelle? A lot, some, a little?
Very little. If anything.
Very little, okay. And did what you read, see, or hear about Janelle Bynum make you more or less likely to support her for Congress?
I have no opinion yet.
Okay. The last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Major in college.
Would that be the master's, MBA, a law, PhD, MD, or just graduated with your bachelor's from college?
It would be past bachelor's. I didn't quite get to my master's. So.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay,
so
got
probably me. Like 3 years top of that at least.
Okay, so from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? College graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate, master's, MBA, PhD, MD, et cetera?
Let's just go for bachelor's.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Not married.
unmarried with a partner or single?
I'm with partner.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural? Excuse me?
Suburban.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your weekend, Mr. John. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.